it is time for Therapy Thursday. 888-429-0941 is the number if you have a question or anything that you feel like you need to talk to a professional about. We don't have any professionals, but we could play one on the radio. Mm. Dr. Davi is in here, yes, Meredith MD, for her last Therapy Thursday before a little 2.0 pops out.
Yes.
And, of course, Orlando BGYN. Mm. All right, so let's see here. What do we got on the lines already?
We have a text that came in out the 727 for UO. It's kind of long and a little bit redundant, so stop me when you kind of get the gist of it. All right?
Okay.
Says, Orlando.
Got it.
I'm in a bad marriage. It's been like 15 years, and the only reason we're still together is because we have two kids. One has moved to college, and the other one is in middle school. Mm-hmm. I own a beautiful house. My daughter is in a good school district. She participates in sports and other activities once life gets back to the normal. Me and her mother never show any kind of affection towards each other, though we don't argue much. She's not happy either. We can't even hold a general conversation. I don't trust her financially with making decisions, nor do I trust her decision-making in general when it comes to us. I do not see how we can fix our marriage. We do not do counseling. We've done the trips for couples, but I can't stand it. I isolate myself in my room every day because I don't want to be triggered by her actions or decisions or her voice. Should I get a divorce?
Yes. you should. If you don't, you're in a big number of people who don't, for some of the worst reasons, like, you know, the kids and the house and the stuff and whatever. But your kids know. Your kids feel the tension. The tension is putting a lot of stress on both of your systems and everything else. But it's hard. It's hard. Change is hard. But your happiness is worth a fight, like the fight that you have with your ex or your soon-to-be ex. So you got to fight for your happiness. Now, some people put their happiness aside for a while and say, listen, I'll wait till the kids get on or I'll do whatever. But if you putting yourself through all of that, that stress, that I believe, in my lack of professional medical training, I believe that's where heart attacks and stress-related things come from, the fact that we are willing to put ourselves through stuff like that. So it does have some kind of detriment to your health and you just being hunkered down in a room. You
know? Can't stand her voice.
Yeah.
Finances.
Know, yeah, you know, so, I mean, or you can end up going down some other route of drinking and medicating and doing stuff like that. So, you know, you do need to get away from each other. I mean, because you can ultimately find yourself back to a co-parenting way. If you do kind of get away from each other and find that commonality, like make the love about the kids, keep the kids focused on the love. And while you don't have anything else, that love can help you get through until you find your way.
Aside from abuse, that sounds like the best case for divorce I've heard in a while.
Yeah. I hate everything about you.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like you hating each other. Like, I mean, yeah, Crips and Bloods in the same house. That's just insane.
I got one for Davi. Question for Davi. My husband has been so mean to me lately. He's so upset and he's been stuck at home and working remotely. Every time I walk into the door from my essential job, boom, argument starts happening. He starts picking on me. I can't even ask him about his day without him going off on me, even what he ate for lunch. It's such a bigger issue than it sounds. I understand it's hard being at home, and he's also stuck at home with my young child at the same time, but he's constantly taking everything out on me. The other day, he was so mean, he made me cry. What can I do?
Oh, man. It's wrong.
You get to leave the house. That's what's wrong. He's mad.
It's wrong on every single level, from him taking it out on you and the kids and everything. And in no way am I trying to make excuses for him whatsoever. But at the same time, you do have to kind of realize that his life has been turned upside down. As a man and being a breadwinner, to take that away from somebody is – It's very hard. It's emasculating, and it's so much, like you said, of a bigger issue than just him lashing out. And it's not necessarily he's mad at you. it's the situation that is 100% out of his control. Now, with that being said, there's absolutely no reason for him to be that damn mean. You have to tell it to him in no uncertain terms that this cannot continue. I cannot be your emotional punching bag just because life is getting hard. Yes, understand where he's coming from, but at the same time, draw that line in the sand and let him know that this is absolutely unacceptable.
You can, you know what? And you can say it just like that. I understand, but it ain't acceptable.
Right. Like, you know, and everybody's going through it.
Yeah. Let's see, we got somebody on the lines here. Hello.
I know.
Hello. Hey, who is this?
I'm Aiden. I'm just waiting here for Therapy Thursday.
This is Therapy Thursday. I am Dr. O, and you got Dr. Davi, and you got Meredith MD. Which one would you like?
So a while ago, I was cutting, but I did stop, and I was thinking of getting a tattoo to symbolize that I have stopped and I'll never do it again. Sound like a good idea?
How old are you, Aiden?
I'm 12.
No.
Not a good idea. No. Aiden, you're 12?
Yeah, man.
Have you told anybody about your cutting?
Yeah, my mom knew.
Your mom knew?
Yes.
Have you talked to anybody with, like, better training than us, I'll ask?
Yeah. Okay. I already stopped.
You have. And you've stopped. So that's not a possibility of going back.
No.
Like, you realize that's a bad thing.
Mm-hmm. And Aiden, as somebody who has tattoos all over my body, I am happy that I didn't start at 12. I'm glad that I didn't have the means or just the opportunity to get tattooed at 12, because now, fast forward to where I'm at in life now, I know that whatever I would have gotten at 12, as symbolic as it would have felt at the time, is something that I would have regretted later on in life. So as somebody who's a tattoo advocate, a tattoo shop owner, I implore you to not make such a life-changing decision at 12 years old.
Whatever, think about it this way. Whatever it is that you have in your mind that you think is important to say isn't going to be important when you hit 18 and 19. And those are the things that you're going to have to live with or keep covering it up. And inside of me, I don't know this to be true. I mean, I wish we had Monica on the line or one of our therapists who do help us through these real situations. But in my mind, I don't want you to have any kind of transference from what you used to kind of do to enjoy and now find this as a replacement, because you kind of got to, you don't want to tap back into that sensory kind of deal. You know what I'm saying?
You're replacing a habit.
You don't want to replace a habit, and you don't want to try and replace or transfer that, what you were getting for that, to this. I think you need to space it out and enjoy the fact that you're not cutting and you're not mutilating yourself, and then get to the point where now you have some real things that you'd like to put on to represent your feelings and thoughts. And that part of you, and live on as a tatted up guy. I sit across from a tatted up guy all over. He ain't got 6% of his body. Ain't clear. So you can get to that space, but get to that space where you really got some things that you want to say and not just something to do.
And listen, Aiden, so young. If there's ever a time, man, that you feel like you need somebody to talk to, or something that you can't necessarily talk to your mom or your friends about, you can hit us up, man. It won't be on the radio. It's not hee hee ha ha. Like, if you ever need to talk to somebody, bro, we here for you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, man. Take care, dude.
All right.
Let's see here.
He's so young.
Yeah, man. I mean, for real. Freak Show, hello.
Hello.
Hi. What's your name?
My name, I'm just
going to
say.
Oh, yeah, we don't use your name if you want to use that. That's fine. We'll just call you Hey Boo. All right, which therapist you want?
I'm trying to do marriage therapy.
Okay, marriage therapy. All right, well, Meredith is married.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, Meredith, I have three small children. And I've been putting up with verbally, emotionally, and physically abuse. I've been with this man since high school. I left my mom's house to start a future with him with our first child. We've been homeless together. We've been through a lot. So, like, I'm holding on to him. I recently got so fed up with my kids listening to him call me out my name and, you know, just had them nervous. And I just jumped out and left one day. And I haven't been back, and this makes day 3, and I woke up this morning looking for him because I can't help who I love, but I know I can't do it for the sake of the kids. But I'm just holding on. I have nowhere to go. Like, we're from a whole different state. And I don't know what to do. I don't know if I should go home or try to start fresh here so I don't take the kids away from him.
It's going to be the start of a very long process. But if you're not okay mentally and physically, then your kids aren't going to be okay. Your relationship isn't going to be okay. And we have to start with you right now. Because it sounds like you're having a really difficult time. There are charities in town that can safely put you in a safe zone, especially with your kids. And we can put you on hold after we have this conversation and lead you in the right direction for that. So don't hang up. We will give you that information. It sounds like you've been dealing with this for a really, really long time, and it's just a cycle. So it needs to stop. You need help. You deserve better. Your kids deserve better. If you want to eventually leave and go with your family so you can have a support system, I think that that's a great idea, because feeling alone is what is also drawing you back to somebody that's not treating you right.
It's not okay to abuse you. So we have to make sure that that's the headline, because it's not okay. Not because you love him. You can't control who you love, but you can control who you let hit you. And you're just because they have a child with you doesn't give them that right. Just because you left your family's home to start a family with him doesn't mean that you have to succumb to any kind of abuse. Well, I work closely with Hands Across the Bay, and I have their information, and I will give it to you off the line, and I can have somebody talking to you today, and they have resources to help you, to find you someplace to go, to give you resources to whether it is you want to get home to your family where you can be safe. And maybe that might be the best thing, because they can at least help you get whole and get you back to where you feeling comfortable. And your children, we can figure it out how they can make sure that they keep a relationship with their dad if he's deserving of that because of his abusive nature. He might not be deserving of that, but you are the soul. They're with you. You're the foundation for them. So we got to make sure you're good so you can guide them. So your tears are not wasted.
No.
And it hurts us to hear that you have to go through that. But the one reason we work with these organizations is because you don't deserve that. And you need to be reminded of that. And there are people who will help you. So we can definitely get you that information. But I would not go back to that life. You going back is telling him that it's okay, and we need to tell him that it's not.
And it's just a cycle right now, so you got to cut it off at some point. These places will help you get back up on your feet, protect you and your family, and even hide you in case the situation is really detrimental.
You just don't want your kids learning that that's okay, because those lessons are hard to undo.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yeah, I came from my mom letting men do it to her. So, yeah.
And you have the ability now, and instead of letting the cycle continue, you have the ability of breaking that cycle and making sure that your kids now can lead a life without it. So if you take that step, that first step, which is leaving, and stay gone and let everything else work itself out, you can break that cycle. So I want to help you do that. We all want to help you do that. Usually we only give you one therapist, but we all heard this and jumped in. So I want you to hold on, and we're going to give you some information, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Okay, sweetie. Hold on 1 second.
Oh, that's heartbreaking. Yeah, but there are organizations like you're talking about in town.
Oh, CASA, The Spring.
The Spring.
But Hands Across the Bay.
Fantastic. Like, I mean, and I'm not joking when they say that they can help you and hide you. I don't know how severe her issue is, but they will 100% help you out financially during this time.
Yeah. It's a rough thing to do. All right. Let's see here. Oof.
I got one for you. Oh, this one. Man, dude, this one's really? Better. This one's a little lighter.
Here, can you take this? This is the direct information here with the phone number and address, and give this to her.
Cool.
And I'm gonna take this last call, but if she wants to hold, I can explain some stuff to her if she wants to. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Oh, all right. The last one. Go ahead.
Okay.
I need a minute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I hate that.
This one I think you'll be able to find a good answer for.
Okay.
My ex is the best sex I've ever had. We went from breaking up to being friends with benefits, but it keeps me having feelings for her. She's using me, but I love it. How long should I let this last?
Oh, I've done this before.
Okay.
Both of y'all jumped up.
Who hasn't done
this? Our area of expertise has been channeled.
Meredith is like, let me go through my situation here.
Yeah, I mean, it's fun to keep somebody and string them along a little bit. It sounds really mean and very emotionally torturing sometimes. But let me tell you, if you know the sex is good and you want to keep them around and they're okay with it and he's giving it to you at the same time, I mean, she's taking advantage of it. And it can be fun for a little bit, but he's still in love with her and she knows that and she's taking advantage of it.
But you know what, though? Here's the deal. It's hard, but it's also, if everybody is being fair, like if this is just, if she's using you, but she ain't using nobody else, it's good. If she's out there doing other things, you're now putting yourself in danger, you know, and that's the part. Because when you're together, you're doing certain things. And now when you ain't, but you are, you're doing the same certain things with the same comforts. But you shouldn't be doing that if everybody's sharing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Shouldn't.
So you got to remember that. Now, you can be equal participants in this little dance, but, you know, you got to keep your heart out of it.
He had a line in the text that says, it keeps me having feelings for her.
Of course.
That makes me think that he wants to leave. He wants to kill that inner heart.
No, I don't think he wants to. He just can't.
Because
you
said,
can't. If you trying to get off crack and you keep, and you like, I did crack every day and now I just do it on Saturdays.
Right.
It's, you like, yo, I'm trying, but it keeps me wanting it. It's like you got to cut yourself off cold turkey. Mm-hmm. If you want to move on, move on. But if you want to keep getting this Scooby snack,
right,
you can enjoy the Scooby snack, but realize this is on a condition now.
So
it ain't yours.
So
it,
is she the crack dealer?
No, she the crack.
She's the crack.
She the crack.
She owns the crack.
She the crack. She the crack house.
Tell your son is crack.
Yeah. Crack, crack, crack.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.